Quite often, we receive questions about narcissism or narcissists. It's a pretty popular topic, and the next two calls focus on either possibly being married to a narcissist or having a daughter with narcissistic tendencies. Let's listen in as Chris Williams, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton, and Dr. Jackie Mack Harris weigh in on this topic.
We're going to go to Anna in New York, New York, listening on Sirius XM.
Okay, I've been married 33 years. I have been in AA for 7 years now. I'm a people pleaser. My husband's not a believer. I'm in a church for 7 years now that's Bible-based. I'm in a great group of women.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what the word narcissist meant until recently. Mm-hmm. And I hate to put labels, but, you know, that's my husband. It's...
But you're seeing the shoe and it's fitting. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. There's another woman in my life group that's in the same predicament, and she's been sending me like tapes on narcissism. And C.S. Mm-hmm. Lewis has one on narcissism. Chris Reese is
Anna. Even what you're describing so far gives us a really good background. What's the question? Given that this is a painful marriage you're in.
My friend said not try to, because I can't talk to him. He just flies off the handle. It's just getting worse, is what I'm saying. It's getting worse and worse. And she said, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything. And this morning, he's leaving, and I was doing the wash, and he said, you know, are you mad? Why are you mad? I said, you know, I'm not mad, because if I tell him what's wrong,
So, Anna, yeah, let me jump in, because we hear what you're saying. What's the question for us? Is it how?
By not saying, so I don't know what to do. I mean,
yeah.
I haven't had sex in a week.
Anna, we do have an answer. We do have an answer to your question.
Okay.
I don't think it's always don't say anything, but rather when there's a calmer moment, I think it would be helpful to let him know, hey, I'm feeling lonely in our marriage and I'm feeling hurt. And I think, you know, you're irritated with me frequently. Our marriage means a lot to me. I don't want to give up on it. I would like us to go to counseling. Would you be willing to join me? Now, he may very likely say no, because I think he's resistant and defensive. So if he says no, I want you to tell him, well, I'm going to get help. And I am going to have to talk about our marriage with the therapist. So I'd rather you were there so you can give your opinion. But I'm going to find out what to do so that I can know how to respond when you're in an irritated mood with me. I hope you'll change your mind and join me. And then you'll find in the therapy, Anna, that there are specific things you can do to make yourself and your heart safer if you decide to stay in your marriage. And there are ways you can influence him, even though he is so resistant. And I know that's painful.
And so, Anna, I want to give you a resource that I think will be incredibly helpful for you. It will be very illuminating to your situation and strengthen you. And that's The Emotionally Destructive Relationship by Leslie Vernick. Mm-hmm. And we're going to send that, dig into that, get into your counseling, make sure it's a person who does have great familiarity with narcissism, because that is a painful experience. Yes.